How much does a divorce consultation cost?
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show.
First question we got, how much does a divorce consultation cost?
So, I practice in New York State, and it's pretty standard here to have a fee for consultations. And in New York, that ranges from a couple hundred to whatever the attorney's customary hourly rate is. But let me say this. Some law firms do offer free consultation, but my experience from talking to a lot of law firm owners and watching how other law firms run their firms as a business, those tend to be exploratory calls where the firm is trying to qualify the client. Do they have the right kind of case in the right area of geographically that that law firm serves? And is the client feeling like a good fit for the firm? So my feeling is that if you're getting a free consultation, the firm is trying to feel the client out more than give the client useful, informative, legal, strategic advice. So at my firm, we generally prefer to do the paid consultation because whether or not that client ends up hiring our firm to represent them, they walk out with our understanding the facts of their situation and some clear direction and guidance on potential legal strategies and answers to their legal questions. And so they walk out with value as opposed to us taking their temperature to see if we want them as a client.
That's interesting. I never heard that way before, because I know in the beginning, our biggest fear is how much is this going to cost me? Should I just take the free consult? And you're saying that you'll get more out of talking to one. I even hear some attorneys say, talk to a few attorneys, get to know who is the best fit for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're shopping for any services, including professional services that come at, let's be real, a significant price tag if you're going to go through a divorce. There's a cost associated with that. That consumers, aka clients or potential clients, have the right to interview the particular firm or attorney that they're considering and ask about their experience, their settlement rate, their success rate at trial, the average cost from start to finish of a divorce, et cetera, and then just get a feel if that firm has the right personality fit for you. I mean, some people are really looking for the go for the juggler type of law firm approach or style. There's nothing wrong with that. It just tends to be more unpleasant and more costly typically. And others want a law firm that's going to quickly and efficiently try to be a problem solver and get their matter settled and avoid the trial. So I think you should feel out the right law firm for you. So there's nothing wrong with getting more than one opinion. If you were going to have an important medical procedure with a specialist you had never engaged before, you'd probably interview a couple of doctors before you got that procedure performed on you. And it's no different when you're choosing a lawyer.
Is there one common mistake that you see when people come in for their consultations that you would advise people to be a little bit more prepared, or something that you see people doing on that first meeting that they could improve?
I think if the lawyer is talking more than the client in the very first meeting or consultation, or whether it's your first meeting with the lawyer as your first legal strategy session, that should be a red flag, because the first contact with a client should be the attorney really trying to understand the client's history and situation and what's motivating the client. What are their goals? What are they trying to accomplish? And what are their expectations? And I guess at that point, it's probably a good point for an attorney to test the client's expectations for reasonableness. So if a client came in and said, I've been in a marriage for 40 years and I want to walk out with everything, I would have to do some expectation setting under those circumstances, because in most situations, there's not a, you know, one person gets 100% and the other gets zero in a divorce situation, no matter what jurisdiction you're in. No, there's exceptions to that for sure. But that's the kind of point where I wouldn't want a client to hire me or my firm if they had expectations that I thought were unattainable, because we are setting ourselves up for an unhappy attorney-client relationship if we can't deliver on their expectations, or we can't get their expectations in line with what we think are realistic outcomes.
That's very helpful. Manage your expectations.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.